Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hey, mate, you don't have a shout. There's a microphone in front of you.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Okay, that's a good start today, though, don't we?
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going all right. What have you been up to?
Me? Not a lot, really. Actually, I've had a quiet couple of weeks. It's conference season at the moment, so I'm working on a few boring conferences. I mean boring. Yeah. You want to sit in on a medical conference, Jordan? It's like, it's worse than your jokes, mate. That's how bad it is.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
And you?
Shall I tell you what I've been doing?
Go on.
I've been working on bits for the podcast, actually.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah, I've been trying to come up with people that I put a post out on my social media the other day.
These are the ones you can't share?
No, I can't share them.
I can't share them. You keep posting them, but I can't share them.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear what you said properly. Right. Yeah, those are those posts that you can't share. I put these posts out asking for people to the opportunities for interviews, and I got a couple of responses. So
we got some takers, have you?
Yeah.
Who have we got?
One's called Steve Smiley Norman.
Right. Okay. Yeah, is he currently serving at His Majesty's pleasure with that name?
He used to work in radio ages ago, but now he's a children's entertainer.
All right.
Yeah. So he's done a bit of radio work, and it's all over the internet.
Right.
If I can find it, I'll put some links in the Follow the Dream Facebook page.
So we're going to do an interview with him, hopefully, or you are.
Yeah.
And who was the other one you said?
And ages ago, My friend Gaz Worrell, who you might know, Andrew, I'm sure you do.
Oh, I know him.
I like the way he said that. He went, "Oh, I know him."
I say that because I spoke to him last night.
he's gonna try and arrange an interview with a soap star.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that'd be quite cool. Yeah. So what you need to do is obviously prepare a couple of questions and jump on it. Are we going to do a phone call to them or some sort, do you think?
I'm not too sure of the logistics yet, but...
But we're going to work some out.
Yeah.
All right. So if you get a Coronation Street soap star on the phone now, what are you going to say to them?
Hello.
How is your interviewing skills course coming up then, mate? Hello? Is that it?
No, obviously, depending on who it was.
Right. Who would you want to interview on Coronation Street, do you think? Would it be like, I don't know. I can't remember them because I've not watched it for years. I mean, I remember Pat Phoenix. So how many years ago was that, Andrew?
Oof. Perhaps
2015, since she was last in it.
Oh, a long time. Yeah, well, I don't watch it.
Oh, no, more than that. No, way more than that.
Yeah.
No, way more than that.
Who's Ken Barlow? He's been in it for like 100 years. You'd interview him?
That's him.
What would you say to him then? Go on.
Just ask him how we got into it. I actually think I know that.
Go on. I think he started when he was very young. He started in the 60s.
He started when he was about 16-year-old. Right. And I think he found the job in the newspaper.
Am I right in thinking that he took it as a temporary job?
Yeah, and then
he thought he was going to end up in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Wow.
And nearly 60 years later, he's still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's married about 14 of the cast, I'm sure. Yeah. He's been killed probably 20 times, blown up, shot out. Like, you have everything that goes wrong with him.
But he's always survived.
Yeah. What's the actor's name, Ken Barlow?
William Roach.
Of course it is, yeah.
Good old Willie.
So I guess in the homework segment, I should be asking you to think about questions then to ask people, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll make a note of that, come back to it later.
Yeah. I think on that note, when you do homework on someone, we need to sit down and do some research on them.
Yeah.
You know, look into the background.
And maybe if we did them together, then we'd both be able to help each other out.
Yeah.
And what you need to be doing, though, is don't just write down a load of questions and read them out.
No.
Bullet Get the points. Information that you've researched.
Yeah.
Keep it in your head.
Right.
And then when you're chatting to your guest, any bits of information that you've learnt about them will eventually find a way to be thrown into the conversation.
Yeah.
Just a conversation.
Yeah. Are we recording at the moment or are we chatting at the moment?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, are we? Sorry. I thought we were just chatting.
We started the podcast 20 minutes, mate.
So that's still there. No one told me.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you not hear the jingle at the beginning?
When I... Well, yeah, no, I just thought we stopped for a moment. I thought we were just talking.
Welcome, all brother. Right? Welcome.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's what podcasts are. Chatting.
Right.
When I do sports stuff, we film stuff and we go and cover quite a lot of sports, Andrew. Yeah. So, and when we do interviews ringside, there's always a... usually a presenter and a co-presenter that are doing the chit-chat.
Yeah.
There's a point to this, why I'm telling you,
right.
And one of them, for example, and I won't name any names, will have questions in their head and they're asking them. And when they ask them, the actor or the sports person in this case is answering, but they've stopped listening because they've started thinking about their next question. But my advice to you here is when they start answering, you have to forget the next question and listen to what they're talking about. Yeah, and you end up latching onto something within that answer, you know what I mean?
And then you'll think, oh, why don't I ask that? Yeah. Or ask this or whatever.
But listening's really important.
Yeah.
You know, and as I say, I've seen some interviewers, they just ask a question and they're already planning the next question. Right. And they're not listening to the answer.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, three main questions.
Yeah.
But don't do them in any particular order. Just know what those three questions are going to be.
Okay.
And when the opportunity arises in the interview to bring that question in, you'll know when that's going to be.
Right.
And I think it's, I don't know if you'll agree with this, Andrew, I think it's always good to finish off with a fun question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to, you know.
But.
We've had a message from a fan, you know. And
But I actually always know the last question of every interview, don't I, Andrew?
Yes. Which is?
Have you got Amanda Holden's number in your phone book? That's what the last question is.
So Ken Roach, right? William Roach. Go on.
Have you got Amanda Holden's name in your phone book?
Yes, I have. And I'm not going to give it to you, young man. You.
So does anybody want to know what I've been up to this last few weeks?
No, not really.
Go on then.
A little bit controversial.
Oh.
Might get a little bit of hate for this.
This is going to be football related or something, it must be.
Well, it's what? Today, when we release this, it's Thursday, 14th of November. 14th. My Christmas tree's been up for 2 weeks.
No!
No!
See what I mean?
No. That is so wrong.
No, 1st of November.
No.
1st of November? No.
Because the amount of effort that goes in putting it all up. It's a bit of a waste putting it on for 3 days, isn't it, before Christmas and then taking it down on Boxing Day afternoon.
I'm disappointed. I think anybody who puts up... I put my Christmas tree up usually on Christmas Eve.
No. What's the point?
Whoa. I've got an opinion on this.
Go on.
And I feel strongly about it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. You spark this, Andrew. It's your fault.
He's looking serious.
You know, in the Halloween episode a few weeks ago, I said I didn't like Halloween.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love Christmas, but what's it got to do with trees?
They're just nice.
I know, but...
It's seasonal, it's festive, it's nice to have there.
We don't have a tree in our house.
No, I'm sure there is an actual reason why there's a tree involved, but the fact that you put in a tree up, what, how many months before, Andrew?
Two.
No, I think... If you put it up in December, okay. You put it up before December, I think you're probably a serial killer or some description. It should not be allowed. I do mine on Christmas Eve, and it stays up for 7 days, is it? The 7 days of Christmas? No, the 12 days.
12.
12 days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And New Year's Day, it comes down. That's how it should work.
Yeah.
Should we move on to a dilemma?
Yeah.
So I think this one kind of follows on. Do you remember what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago? In the Halloween episode.
Mm.
This one kind of fits in with what we were talking about. So here's your dilemma, Jordan.
Right.
You win £25,000 on the horses. Which is quite a stretch, because I know you only do 25p bets each way.
I was going to say, that's a lot of 25p bets going on.
But it's not impossible. But you win 25 grand.
Right.
You have the option to pay a big star £20,000 of that for an interview for this podcast.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, if you did that, you would get so much press coverage by interviewing a big star. For example, Carl Pilkington or Paul Weller or Mike Sweeney.
Right.
Do you spend 20,000 of your £25,000 earnings?
Good question.
Of course I do.
You would? Why?
Really?
Go on, give your reasoning.
Because, right, even though, yeah, it wouldn't just be like interviewing the star. It'd be like in the papers, and then you never know who can listen to the podcast. So, yeah, so I'll spend the money for the coverage as well.
Right, so this is how this is going to work then.
Yeah.
So you get 25 grand.
Yeah.
You pay me 20 grand. I'll phone me mate Carl Pilkington. Get him on. I'm quids in. You get a jet.
Hang on a minute. He already knows Carl Pilkington. Yeah. You could have offered him a grand. We could have said to Andrew, here's 50 quid. Can you get Carl down?
Too late.
So, but in fairness, if you've got 20 grand and you can afford to book the Paul Wellers of this world, for example, it's an investment. It's a huge investment, isn't it? I mean, it's like advertising, isn't it? You got an advert and you're going to get a lot of traffic, and that 20 grand would come back tenfold.
But, 20 grand, though, for an interview?
But the thing is, right, if I got someone in with this money, off that person, I could get, I might get other people being interested and things like that.
Can I just give you a comparison that's probably worth considering? Let me just got my calculator out. I think it's 5,714 pints of lager. Think of it in those terms. That's a lot of beer. But going back to Andrew, just send him a box of beer and he'll get Carl Pilkington on the phone.
Well, no, it's too late now. It's 20 grand. You've said you would do it.
Oh, hang on a minute. And on top of that, you'd want a management fee of 10% or something. Yeah.
And what would I get?
Well, you get an interview with Carl Pilkington.
You get all the publicity in the world for your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I'd do it.
Yeah. Eddie's done good then, hasn't he?
Yeah. Who's Eddie?
You're Eddie. I've told you, you're Eddie from bottom. Oh. 1,000,000%. Alrighty.
Right, let's move on to the finale. Or at least it should be a finale each week. Never is. The joke off. Right, so Kevin, you're winning 2-1.
Yes!
The last joke didn't get us banned, surprisingly. We're still here. So that's quite nice. The podcast rumbles on.
This next one might get us banned, though, to be fair.
So, joke off this week. Who's going first?
You go first.
Am I going first?
Yeah.
Right, okay. We've got no topic this week, have we? We can do anything you want. Right,
anything
okay.
you like.
I've so, just got jokes.
So, the world's your oyster on this. And honestly, if this one doesn't make me laugh, then we're going to have to rethink the whole thing, I think.
Yeah, I'm just working on jokes that are going to get us struck off the air for a laugh. It's quite amusing. So, are you ready for this, George? Andrew, you ready?
I'm bracing myself, yep.
What do you call a Spanish streaker? Señor Willy.
Oh my God, I actually laughed.
Come on!
I did laugh. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. All right, pressure's on here, Jordan. Your go.
Go on, Jordan.
Jesus.
We know it's going to be bad. It always is. Is this from your niece, this joke, by the way?
No.
8 years old?
No.
Can't believe I just laughed.
What do you call a duck in a mental asylum?
Go on. What do you call a duck in a mental asylum?
Quackers.
And you got tumbleweeds. If he doesn't give me a point, I'm smashing the joint up.
Oh, come on. This is a no-brainer. Kevin, 3-1, mate.
Face
3-1.
Absolute. Well deserved, I say. Thank you. Yeah. Cheers, Andrew. You know better.
On that note, the fact that I actually laughed, things are looking up.
Yay!
I'll see you both in December.
I'll see you in December.
Put your Christmas tree up.
No.
I've got days before I put mine up, In fact, I might go Christmas shopping on New Year's Eve.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.